Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Morning, guys. Everything's going well. Coming off another good night last night. Most of our cash plays hit. Kokkonen had his first career shutout. I ended up running him, which actually ended up being a smart move when I saw the Tuck news and who was out? Oh, Stone was out. I almost made the move, and then I stuck with the Minnesota goalie, and it kind of worked out.
Yeah, I assume you ran Ricky Racks as well.
Damn right I did.
Yep, he's on fire now. So
Yeah, he's rolling.
Shattenkirk scored again. No, it was a good day. Nishushkin went nuts. That was one of our top plays. Pretty much all our value plays hit. So I was pretty pleased with last night. Had a good night as well on both sides. So nice 8-game slate tonight. That's kind of right in, I know, your preferred wheelhouse. I certainly like this at first glance. So let's go ahead and take a look at Vegas totals. We have six teams over three, and everybody else is below. So that's a little different than typical. Not even half the slate has a total over three. But the guys that do have a total over three have totals approaching 3.5 or higher. So we've got Carolina and Philly and Tampa Bay all at 3.6. Toronto was at 3.8 to open. It's dropped down to 3.5. I'm not sure why, but we've got Toronto and Washington at 3.5. We've got Pittsburgh at 3.4. Then we've got Florida and Dallas at 2.9. New York and Chicago at 2.7. And everybody else is 2.6 or below. So pretty low projected night for a majority of the slate. But then the guys who are projected very high. So that's where your ownership is going to come from. Is those teams that are well out ahead of everybody else. So let's go ahead and take a look and start with center. Austin Matthews was going to be an absolute lock. I'm a little confused by that total went down. Have you seen anything that I'm missing here?
Well, yeah, and actually I did, and I've been digging in a little bit this morning, and I was just reading the Toronto Sun, looking at comments from Sheldon Keefe, and this wrist injury is maybe a little bit more concerning than originally thought. And even Keefe made some comments that he hasn't been the same, and it's true. If you do look, his numbers have gone down since he went out with the injury. I'm not sure if it's coach speak or not, but it's definitely out there that he's dealing with some wrist issues, and especially when you got a shooter like Matthews, where if he's not finishing, he needs that wrist to finish. And the question is going to be is, are you going to pay, what's his price, like 9-2?
He's 9-2, yep.
Yeah, you're going to pay 9-2 for that price. And he's probably still going to be popular. If you look at right now, I'm just looking at projections. He's projected like 6 points higher or more than any other center. And you got to watch second night tonight, but with no NBA, everybody's going to be jamming optos. DK's got some the biggest prizes I've seen all season on their contests. So he's probably still going to be popular, but he probably won't be as popular as he's been. And this may be the one night. I don't know. I mean, you'd hate to fade a Matthews and then he goes off, but if there's a night to fade him, this may be the night. And if I do, I might end up with JT as my top center. I still want to piece this Toronto. So I don't know. But there is some concerns here about that risk. So there's more going on than they're letting on with AM34.
This is where COVID also is playing a massive part because they're actually talking about this on the NHL Network last night, radio, because Leon went through an 8-point goalless streak. He finally scored last night. Well, come to find out, because that NHL beat writers kind of suck sometimes about news. Sometimes don't take that wrong if you're an NHL beat writer and listening to this. Leon hasn't practiced in like a week and a half. Been dealing with an injury and it just kind of didn't really come out well because of the new schedule where you're playing essentially every night or at least every 3 nights. You don't get that time to heal. So I think that's what we're seeing with Matthews here is he missed a game with a wrist injury, maybe might have missed two, But then he still hasn't. Typically during the season, you have, a couple games, and then you get like 4 days off to really heal up. They're not getting that. They're getting 2 days off. So, yeah, that wrist is
No.
definitely a concern.
And you see that Keith did move him. They moved him around on a power play as a result of his wrist. Keith even came out and said he's not as comfortable as when he was shooting, so they moved him. And he's still elite handling the puck and passing the puck, but it's affecting his shooting. So it comes down to, do I want to pay 9.2 for a player whose wrist is hurting and he's going to be passing or they're shooting? I don't know. So it's just something definitely to look at because that's a lot of money to pay for a guy that's a little bit hobbled.
Yeah, the good news is, because we're not saying you can't play him, because it's
Right,
Auston
right.
Matthews. He does have he has he only has 2 points, and that's two assists over the last 5 games. So he has no goals in 5 games. But 3 of those games he still did manage double digits on DraftKings. He still is shooting the puck. He has three or more in every single game since coming back. He's blocking some shots as well. He's still playing 20 plus minutes. So you can certainly go there, but yeah, this is the first time all year where it wasn't just a plug and play for me. And I do like
Exactly.
the Tavares pivot, because William Nylander just continues to, he's just on fire. So you get Tavares with him, and Tavares has moved up to that top power play unit, which is nice. They moved Thornton down to the second unit, Tavares back up to that top unit. So I don't mind saving,
Three
essentially
K.
two. Yep. Yeah, 3K for Tavares, who's starting to play better lately. So Matthews obviously is a top play, but it's not a slam dunk. Like typically we'd come out and just say, hey, plug in Matthews and move on. So all right, let's take a look at some other guys. We do have Carolina with this 3.6 total. So Vincent Trocheck, man, just he's got 13 goals on the year, including a goal in 4 of his last 5. He's got double digits in 5 straight. I'm really liking Trocheck here at home, and then Aho as well is starting to play pretty well. Do you have a preference between the two?
Right now, probably Aho. He's playing much better. He's shooting a puck now. He's got 7, 11 shots, 15 shots in his last 4 games. Just look at the logs. It's a big difference when it was earlier in the season. I'm not in love with the McGinn-Fogle line, but I wouldn't be surprised because I'm big on Svechnikov again today. And we do know. Svechnikov may end up on that top line again with a hill again, even if not during the game. If they run into trouble, you're going to see Svechnikov up there, and they're on that power play together. So I'm making a little lean at the moment toward an Aho Svechnikov, little mini combo possibly. But definitely, I mean, Trocheck is right there also because I think you do want a piece of this game. I hate paying up for a guy. I mean, Dougie's is expensive, so I'd rather go with, one of the wingers or centers. So I think Trocheck or Aho would be in play. I'm leaning Aho, but I just really I either one. I can't say one is better than the other.
Yep. Do have $500 pricing difference, so pricing can come into play. I mean, either way, you're fine. Both have been fantastic. Trocheck's been a little more consistent, but he is
Yes.
$500 more. I do like, I don't know if you've seen Tampa Bay's lines, but Tampa Bay's shaking some things up. We have Yanni Gourde moving into a top six role. He is now centering Stamkos and Killorn. So I really like that. He's moved to center on DraftKings at 4-2. He's coming off of a 4-point night in which he had 2 goals and 2 assists in 17 minutes. Obviously, that's not, realistic to think he's going to do that again, but he's got points in 3 of his last 4, 4 of his last, actually 5 of his last 7. So he's starting to play well. Detroit's terrible. You're getting Stamkos exposure through Yanni Gourde at 4-2. So that's probably my favorite center value here.
Yeah, I just listed them. I really only have two punt slash values is Gourde. He had a huge game. He's not gonna have 3 DK points again, but he's in a good spot. And maybe a little bit lesser is Pavel Zacha for New Jersey. I'm not. He's 14. I didn't even realize he's got 14 points in his last 14 games. He's center in Palmieri, New Jersey too, and I think he's on. I'm super, I think he's on power play one. But either way, Gord would be my top play. But don't sleep on Zaka either if you need value. Zaka's 4-3. What was Gordy?
He's 4-2.
Okay, so $100 difference. I would probably roll. Yeah, I would roll the Tampa Bay center obviously over Zaka. But Zaka's not a bad little punt either. I didn't realize how well he's actually been doing on the long run. 14 points, 14 games isn't bad for Pavel Zaka.
No, definitely not. What else do you like here at center?
Matt
Matt
Barzell,
Tavares.
I think Barzell's too cheap. He's going to be a little owned. Jack Eichel, he's only 6K. Now he isn't a 4K 4 game point streak. He's only got two goals this whole season. 3% shot rate. So we're looking at almost like a Ricky Raquel situation. The positive regression has got to be coming for Eichel. Even looking at Taylor Hall, his line mate is so cheap. One of these days, these guys are going to explode. But no more GPP. These are more GPP plays. I think the Philly guy is a little bit too expensive for cash. Definitely play him. My other guy, if I would probably lean anybody in cash, I like this Columbus line. I like Jack Roslovic at 5-1. What I like with Bjorkstrand back on there with Lane. I don't like the matchup, but they may be actually my favorite line of the night, Roslovic, Lane, and Bjorkstrand. So I think Roslovic isn't playing cash. Honestly, I still haven't made a decision where I'm going to go here because with JT and Aho up, maybe I go both JT and Aho. Is another play, a 6-4. But I just don't like Dallas.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense to go any of those 6K range guys. Aho, Tavares, Trocheck paired with Gord is kind of where I'm leaning at the moment. Gord's just such cheap exposure to Tampa Bay with such a high total. And I like that his
See, my
recent form is nice.
thing with and the only thing with Gordis, I'm all over Palat today, which we'll get to in a second. That would be the only thing keeping me off Gord. But I don't know. Gord's in, you can't beat that price at 4-2. So I don't know. I may have to do some switching. I'm looking at now Gord probably would be the play. If you don't go two 6K guys, you can go
I like
Gord and
Palat
one of
as
those other
well.
guys.
I think you can run both pretty easily here against Detroit. Let's go
I
ahead
just
and
don't
swing
get
over to wing because
I don't
I
get
think
Tampa right,
center's
so
no. I mean, we've talked about that all the time, but I think center's kind of weak. So let's just swing over to. I shouldn't say weak. It's a shallow position. There's only a couple of plays I really
yeah.
like. So let's move over to wing. You already mentioned Schwech. He's in a good spot again here. Starting to play a little better lately. Nikitas as well, another guy you've been high on all year, has been playing well. That second line really is pretty good with Nino as well. And then of course Palat, you mentioned Palat's playing really well right now. He has points in four of his last five, including three goals over that stretch. He's got double digits in five straight. He's playing out of his mind right now. So I really like Palat up top with Point and Cirelli.
Yeah,
And
we're
on
seeing
that
like
top power play in it.
the plot we saw on the bubble, and he's in that Kucherov spot. And I just, like you said, five straight double DK points. I like that a lot. I think he's too cheap. And now, I mean, he's up there with Cirelli's up with Cirelli in point, and Cirelli's 6-2, so he's $400 cheaper, I think, is or more than Cirelli. Plot all the way. But you know what I really like? I can't believe I'm saying this. I guess we're to jump into the expensive guys because I think with the value, you can get one of the big boys if you want. Pasta, Ovi, or Kane, and you can make cases for all those guys. I like Ovi tonight. I think maybe I'm being sucked into that. They're back together, that line of Backstrom. TJ Oshie's only 4 or 5. Ovi's shooting. His shot rate is up. Power play one. I've gotten Ovi right more this year than other years, but I'm kind of leaning toward Ovi tonight. He's actually the cheapest out of all those guys too. Pasta's 9-0, Kaner's 8-7, Ovi's 8-3. I got a little bit of a crush on Ovi tonight, and I hate to even use him, but he's been better for me. He's been better for me lately when I play him. I've been getting him right. I think this will be the night to play him if you do play him.
Key with always just picking your spots with them. This is a spot I actually do like him. Like there are
Yes.
people that just play him every night. No, thank you.
No.
This is a spot I do like. He has 24 shots over the last five games, so he's essentially got the five shot bonus built right in right now, which is nice. which is why if you look at his log, he's got four straight double digits, five of his last six. So he's been playing a little more consistently. And 8 goals through 20 games for a guy like Alex Ovechkin, that's pretty low. He's due for a little bit of positive regression here. So certainly like that play.
What do you do with the Flyers? They're now they've jumped from 3-4 to 3-7. They're the top. They have the highest implied goal
Easy,
numbers on
man.
the night.
Joe
What's
Farabee has
Barraby's
been,
price now?
he is 6-1. He's my favorite Flyer every single night. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, and he's coming off another good games. I feel like they're, if anything, they're appropriately priced or maybe a little higher. I'm pretty much talking about the centers. Yes, I guess Farabee, yeah, is a good call. What's Van Riemsdyk is
Yeah, JVR slowed down a little bit. So Farabee has,
6'9" still. I ain't paying 6'9" for GBR.
Farabee has double digits in 9 of 11, 9 of 12. So he's been just as consistent as it gets. He's a point per game guy. It's insane. No, and nobody knows who he is. So if I'm playing a Flyer, I really like Joel Farabee. He's probably my favorite. But Philly's a team I don't think you need to go crazy on because
No.
I actually would say now that they're healthy, they're even tougher to predict than even somebody like Tampa Bay or Carolina. Tampa Bay's, really just two, their top three lines are really good. Fourth line doesn't do a ton. Carolina's top three lines are really good. I mean, Philly's top four, you've got Oscar Lindblom on the fourth line. Like, that's how deep this team is when healthy. So I'm not crazy about attacking Philly, but I do like this top power play unit. Farabee, Travis Konecny has been playing well since returning, and Shane Gostisbehere's been playing pretty well as well. So,
Yeah, he has been. He's a great DFS player.
yeah, Konecny's 5-1. He has double digits in three straight. It's 3 of 4 since returning from injury. So I like him on that top power play unit. He ripped off six shots last game, which is nice. But yeah, that's how I'm approaching Philly. I'm concentrating solely on the top power play unit, with Farabee and Konechny being my favorite.
Hornquist, a 5'9", I guess, in play, more of a high upside. 2 games since Columbus, he's got 8 shots and a goal. 8 shots in, yeah, and 1 goal. 5-9 ain't bad. I got this gut feeling today. GPP though is just Taylor Hall. I got a feeling if you're GPP and I would get Hall and Eichel in a lineup and they're gonna break open. This Buffalo's team is bad, but. I don't, I just to me, I got seen a lot of signs pointing tonight to a decent game come out of these guys with Philly. I think it's gonna be end up. I think it's gonna end up being a lot higher scoring. Yeah, and the line's up to over six, so it's at six now, which was opened at 5-5.
Just depends. It assuming Carter Hart started, depends on what Carter Hart shows up. Because when,
Yep,
especially at home, when he's
it's
on,
home, yeah.
he can pitch a shutout here. But Carter Hart's still young, so he's pretty inconsistent. He has games where he gives up some pretty soft goals. So definitely GPP only for Buffalo. But I mean, I've been with you all season. I actually really like the talent on this team. I cannot believe how bad they are. They need a new coach desperately. I don't know how you can pay Jeff Skinner $9 million a year and put him on the fourth line. I don't care if he's struggling. You can't do that. That's stupid. That coach needs to go.
They don't give a chance. They don't get a chance to work out of the slump anyway. So he's going to
Yeah,
continue
I
to
mean, he's not
struggle.
gonna get out of a slump playing with not very talented people.
Yeah,
So
on a
it's
checking
stupid.
line.
Yeah, on a checking line, that makes 0 sense. He's a scorer, put him up top, put him in the top six, put him on power play one. Anyways, but yeah, I really like Buffalo as a GPP target for sure. There are a couple other, let me see here. I had some other name. Oh, don't sleep on, you can go back to Vetrano here. He finally had a down game, but you can certainly go back to him. Jacob Vrana is quietly having a good season. He's got points in four of his last five. He's only 4-6.
I said Bjorkstrand already at 3-8. I like that price. Said I don't like the matchup, but I like that price in line. And one other I got is Ilya Tolvanen at 3-4. I mean, too bad he's not with Forsberg. Still in that power play one man. He had two goals and assists his last two. If I knew he was back in Forsberg, Pittsburgh, I'd be all over him at 3-4.
He's been
But once
playing
again, Nashville,
pretty decent, yeah.
he has been, and I loved it when they're on up there on that top line. But Robertson, Jason Robertson at 3-0.
Yep.
Dallas power play one.
Yep, I really like that price. That's one of the top punts on the board. He's got goals in two of his last three. As long as he's on power play one, make sure he is. Jason Robertson's a good player at 3K. We opened up talking about Nylander, but Nylander, he's been playing out of his mind. He's got double digit points in six straight. And the impressive thing is the last two games he has no points, but he's putting so many shots on net right now. He had six shots last game, five the game before that. So even when he's not scoring right now, he's putting a lot of shots on net. So I really like Nylander as your Toronto exposure today. I think you'd want somebody from Toronto. So I think Nylander is a really good spot to start.
Yeah, I agree. Green and one other name, Garanov for Dallas. He's too cheap. These Dallas guys, was they're not playing well at 4-4. He says he's way too talented to be 4-4.
He did have his he did have a good game finally. He had 17 points last game. He had an assist, six shots on
Yes.
net, which is nice to see, 20 minutes. Yeah, that's a talent play. You're playing on the idea that he's too talented to keep struggling like that. And it's nice to see him having put an assist on the board last game. Gives you a little more comfort in the play. I'm trying to think. I had some other names. Has a lot of good plays. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody here that I was looking at.
I think that's all I got. I said Hall, Svechnikov, Palat are my two plays with Ovi. I think I already named all my values.
Yeah, I did want to mention Alex Killorn mixed in there with Palat as well. He's again top six role. He's got goals in three straight. He has multi points in two of his last multi point games in two of his last three games. He's playing about 19 minutes a game. 5K is up from where he was just a few weeks ago, but certainly a play to have on your radar as well. Let me see what else we got. Just scrolling through here. Make sure I don't miss anything else. Hey, you mentioned Bjorkstrand. That's really cheap. 3-8 for him. It's a very nice price. Let's go ahead and swing over to defense. As always, kind of looking for that pay down option. We do have some pay up options on the board. We won't spend much time on them. Listen, all these guys are in play. Hedman, Hamilton, Josi, they're all fine. Carlson, to a lesser extent, finally got going a little bit last game. Are you leaning any of these guys, or are you looking to pay down?
Yeah, I'm not leaning in these guys. If anything, I would probably maybe lean Carlson if I was playing, if I was on Ovi in that power play. But the raw Hedman is probably high floor, but I'm dropping down again. I like Hiskinen for Dallas. Even I think if Klingberg is back, we saw Hiskinen playing the power play one on Saturday night. I still think he remains in that top power play unit. He's at
He played
double digit.
32 minutes last game.
Exactly.
If Klingberg's out, I don't even think
He's a lot.
twice. Put
He's
him
a
in.
lot. Double digit five his last
32
six.
minutes. That's insane.
So he'd be
Yeah,
my top play.
I like Heiskanen a lot. I mentioned
Ghost.
Ghost. He's been playing well on that. I a little surprised they moved him up to that top power play unit, but he's responded really well.
I got my. I think I found my punt. As long as he stays on a top power, as long as he's on a power play. Gustav Forsling for Florida. He's been on power play too. He's playing over 20 minutes a game. If I can get a guy on a Florida power play too, playing over 20 minutes at 2-6, he's in my lineup. Gustav
Yeah, I mean,
Forsling.
his log's really not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I mean, I'll take even 5-8, I'll take at that price. As long as he's not giving me a zero, I'll take that. Yeah, I don't mind that. I'll have to dig in. I don't have the cheat sheet live yet, so but be sure to check the cheat
Nicoletti's
sheet.
at 3-6, I guess, in play.
Yeah, be sure to check that cheat sheet to see who look for those power play two guys. You know, there's going to be some options, 3K or under. There's going to be at least an option or two on the board for guys that, again, if you're going to punt the position, make it a logical one. Somebody who's getting power play time, even if it's power play two, even if it's only, you know, a minute or two of power play time a game, you're still. Your odds increase of that guy getting something simply based on that power play. So be sure to check that cheat sheet.
Yeah,
Let's
I
move
think
over to.
power plays key for defense.
Yeah, especially if you're
I mean,
punting, because then
unless you got a,
it's just.
yeah, and a punt. Unless you got a guy getting a lot of block shots and stuff, but look for the power play.
Yep. So let's move over to goalie. Obviously, Detroit has, it might be the lowest total I've seen all year. They have a total of two.
I know.
So
I saw that.
obviously.
I just saw it too.
Obviously, Voss is the top play. He's been pretty much a lock for 20 plus almost every single night. He's riding a, gosh, six game winning streak, 1.73 goals against. That's incredible. Yeah, so Voss is your clear top play. I like Carter Hart for GPPs as the pivot off of Voss. If I'm paying that much, I'm paying for Voss here at 8.4. GPP though, I'll take Carter Hart. Funny, I like Hart and I like Buffaloes in GPP. What are you looking at here if you can't spend up?
I was just gonna ask you that because I was going through them and I have Vaz and I have Hart and I've been struggling to find that 1.7K guy that you could possibly play in cash beside Vasilevsky. I really haven't come up with anyone yet. There's a lot of, including me, I don't like paying that much for a goalie, especially nowadays. Today would be the day to do it if you're gonna pay that much. But who is the 7K guy you can roll with? If you don't want to go, is Korpisalo sitting here at 7.4? What's Varlamov 7.6 against Boston? I think that's gonna low. I'm not on Boston today. That's probably a low scoring game.
Consider Lankinen at 7.5. Varlamov does make sense. Boston, you know, as good as Boston is, it's not like they're scoring a ton.
No, you look at the you watch the game all of a sudden you look and they haven't scored a goal in 8 or 9, I mean a shot on goal in like 8 or 9 minutes. They're going through a lot of those streaks like that. So yeah, I guess Varlamov would could end up being my under 7K play, I guess, right now.
Nashville's been pretty bad, so whoever starts for Carolina, James Reimer's been pretty good.
So I guess you look at Halak on the other side of that matchup, because I think it is gonna be lower scoring, the Boston Islander matchup maybe.
Yep, you could certainly look at Halak. Yeah, it's there's this is pretty weak for goaltending. There's a ton of low totals on the board, but they're all priced accordingly. So this may be a slate that you're kind of forced to pay up. So
Yeah, and hey, it's a good payoff though if you're gonna do it, so.
Yeah, and without, you know, especially if we don't pay for, say, Austin Matthews at 9.2, should be a slate that you can pretty easily get up to, you know, a pretty pricey goalie, no problem. High price defenders, not looking to spending a ton of money there with like a lot of these mid-range wings and even center. I mean, again, if you're not playing Matthews, which I want to repeat, we're not telling you don't play Matthews. We're just saying it's not a must today like it has been in the past. So if you don't play Matthews, yeah, you can certainly get up to a high price goalie here today.
True. Yep.
Right. You mentioned you teased your favorite stack, probably this Columbus line.
Yeah, I think I'd like the Columbus line as probably if you're gonna call it probably value stack because they are cheap. So I'm looking Columbus, and I'd probably say the Aho, the Carolina power play one. If I can get Abel Svechnikov together, them and the Palat Tampa one line.
Yeah, I like Tampa's top six here. I like the way they're playing all of them. The top six is really playing well. Ironically, of the top six, it's actually Braden Point who's the only one who's not really playing that well. Palat has
Yeah.
6 points over the last five. Cirelli has 5 points. Stamkos has 5 points. Gord has 6 points. Killorn has 5 points. Point has three. So That's how good that top six has been, though. So I like that entire top six, with Point being my least favorite, ironically. He's also the second most expensive, so I think you can target any of those guys, and they're pretty affordable here, even for cash. Even though Tampa Bay is not a team I typically like to target in cash, I do like what we're seeing from that top six.
So maybe go Tampa Bay power play one.
Yeah, the bottom six hasn't done a lot lately, so I like the fact that it's been kind of predictable here. And so, yeah, I think I would go Tampa Bay's top six is probably my favorite. And then I like that Philly power play one as well.
Yeah, there you go. Philly power play one. I agree.
And then just low scoring teams, so real GPPs. You mentioned Buffalo one. I agree there. I've been on those guys all season and they just suck, but they're just too talented. One of these days, they're gonna just go nuts and win somebody a GPP. I would say, man, it is kind of rough down there. A good day to go Boston one at super low ownership, GPP only, but good day to go Boston one. Grab them at about as low ownership as you're going to see.
Yeah, and I would say a night like tonight, you got a lot of these NBA people playing, so they're all gonna be banging out the optos. You want to be different, especially use caution when you're stacking. Make sure you're playing guys that are on the power play unit in your stacks. This is the night to be creative if you're playing that multi-entry, the $10, $50,000, GBPs or whatever. Just you want to be different, and this is the night to do it. Maybe sometimes the opto is not going to be spitting out. That's what everybody's going to be using tonight is these optimizers and throwing them. So
Yep, which by
tonight,
the way, optimizers for hockey are not great, so there's money to be made.
yeah, I don't use I've never used optimizers in hockey.
Yep, so take advantage of it. See if you can take advantage of some guys coming out here maybe that don't understand the sport very well. So, all right, well, with that being said, we'll catch you next time and good luck.
All right, good luck, guys.